You're listening to The Sideman Designer, a podcast for creative minds, companies of one, and the people behind the scenes and front of house making great work happen. Hey everybody, welcome back. Thank you very much for tuning in once again. I really appreciate it. This is The Sideman Designer. I am Tom Jepson, your host, and this week I am having a little solo cast. I'm going to be talking about overwhelm. It's a little thought that I put down a couple of weeks back when things were looking really busy. It was half term, I had a lot on my plate, and I thought I'd share that with you because it's something that we can all experience time and time again, and it can really be debilitating. It can get on top of us, and it can prevent us from doing the best things that we can do. At the moment, I feel like I've got a lot going on. We're in a very busy week, and I'm heading into a busy couple of weeks. And it could be really easy to crumble under that and to feel overwhelmed by all the things that are happening in front of me, all these things that are sprawling and spreading out on a to-do list. I've got the kids at home because it's half term. I'm preparing for a busy 2 weeks of work. I'm going into a company to run a design sprint and an iteration week for them. I need to prepare for that to make sure that I give them the best service. I've got a project that I want to pitch for. I've got podcast conversations that I want to have with people. I've got a virtual design sprint that I'm part of. I've got books I want to read. I want to be a good, you know, husband at home. I want to be part of the family life as well. It could be really easy to get overwhelmed by all of that. But the thing to remember is that you can only do one thing at once. Anyone who says they can multitask and do the best thing they can do, bring their A game to every single task by multitasking, is lying to you. I'd say that is not true. You can only do one thing at once. And when you see these tasks and these lists spreading out in front of you, you could say, oh, it's too much, I feel really overwhelmed by this. Or you can turn it around, you can reframe it, and you can say, there's a lot to do here, but I'm only going to do one thing at once. And then the only thing you need to worry about is, which one am I going to start with? Which thing is going to have a big impact on the work that I'm going to do right now? Which of these things could be really quick to get off my list? All you're doing then is worrying about which thing you're going to start with, not how am I going to fit all of these things into the time that I've got. If something else crops up, if you need to shuffle your to-do list around, don't try and cram too much more in. Take something away and acknowledge that you're taking it away for a reason, because something else has taken priority. Don't make it hard for yourself. Allow yourself the time and the space to do each thing in sequence to the best of your ability. You'll be happier, you'll be healthier, and everything will get done way, way better. If overwhelm is something that you experience, or you've got strategies that you use to manage your days, your weeks, your months, and keep yourself focused, give me a shout. I'd really like to know how you keep on top of everything that you've got to do. As always, you can find me on Instagram, Tom Jepson Creative. You can find me on Twitter at The Pixel Grid. The Patreon is still live, patreon.com/Tom Jepson Creative. Thank you very much for listening once again. I've got another creative conversation coming up very soon. It's a really good one, so stay tuned for that. Have a great week, a great weekend, and I'll see you very soon.